With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz continues to say there is nothing wrong, no laws have been broken, no one was defrauded, but the facts are beginning to show otherwise. The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform expanding its investigation into the massive fraud and money laundering case in Minnesota's social services program. Panel Chairman, Kentucky Republican James Comer, says whistleblowers confirm taxpayers were defrauded in Minnesota. A new lawsuit is filed by state attorneys general around the country over funding for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
They argue that the White House decision to withhold funds from the agency is unconstitutional. The lawsuit centers on the Trump administration's claim that the CFPB can only be funded by the Federal Reserve's profits. The Federal Reserve has been running at a loss since 2022. The Democratic attorneys general argue that the CFPB was lawfully created by Congress and must be funded. They say defunding the agency will hinder efforts to stop predatory lenders and scammers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Well, President Trump announcing plans to build a new fleet of U.S. battleships. It'll be known as the, quote, Golden Fleet. He says production of the two vessels will begin immediately, and the new cutting-edge ships will help maintain American military supremacy and might and revive, at the same time, our shipbuilding industry. Trump administration suing Washington, D.C. over its gun laws. Administration alleges the restrictions on certain semi-automatic weapons run afoul of Second Amendment rights. Justice Department says the district is imposing unconstitutional bans on those weapons. This is SRN News. A new report on how parents are raising their kids.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew they're raising their youngsters in a, quote, very religious household, and another 34% say their home is, quote, somewhat religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
Many Christians celebrating a surge in movies and TV shows that honor faith in Christ. Phil Wickham, a Grammy-nominated Christian recording artist, who voices the character of David in an upcoming film, says it's been gratifying to see the success of shows like The Chosen and House of David, but it's still too soon to tell whether there's been a sea change in Hollywood or if it's just short term. This is SRN News. President Trump has appointed Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry to serve as U.S. Special Envoy to Greenland.
Greenland may be an autonomous Danish territory in the frozen Arctic North, but Donald Trump says he wants it to become part of the United States. He's now appointed his own special envoy to the island, Jeff Landry, currently governor of Louisiana. President Trump said the appointment would advance U.S. national security. Denmark's foreign minister, Lars Løkke Rasmussen, said he was angered by what he called an unacceptable appointment and said he would summon the U.S. ambassador in Copenhagen for an explanation. He said the U.S. must show respect for Denmark's territorial integrity.
Solid gains across the board on Wall Street Monday. S&P 500 up 44 points. The Nasdaq climbed 121. The Dow shot up 227 points. More details, srnnews.com.